Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are still catching up. Yes, you know why we're catching up? Because of next week, the All-Star crossover. Come on, we'll be ready by then. So join us throughout this week as we continue to catch up. We only have a couple more to go, so sit right back and enjoy the ride. We're here for the next 20 minutes, so please call in at 347-637-3821. Same bat phone, same bat channel. We're talking about Gotham on this talk podcast, number 51, season 3, episode 8, Blood of Rush. So yes, as the blood theme of Gotham continues, what an episode. OMG, holy macro. So there you go. We're live, so call in. We have a new caller from area code 239. Who could this be?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is your boy, DC Fam One, all the way DC.
It's the
Matt
boy Wonder,
what's
Matt
up?
Florida.
Yeah, it's your boy Wonder, Robin. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
This episode was crazy. I mean, Barnes going on a rampage.
Barnes is just out of control.
Yeah, that episode was just insane until the very end.
I agree. Let me read the quick synopsis for our people who are listening to the podcast can know what we're talking about. Let's see. After Gordon rejoins the GCPD, Barnes visits Jervis Tetch in Arkham Asylum, demanding to know if the virus can be cured. But Tetch reveals otherwise, stating that it is only a matter of time before certain side effects take over. Barnes begins to hear voices that urge him to kill criminals instead of arresting them. When Barnes becomes unable to resist the urges, he murders three criminals. Elsewhere, Cobblepot attempts to manipulate Isabella and Nygma into breaking off the relationship, but to no avail. Tompkins and Mario Calvi have an engagement party where Barnes makes plans to turn himself to police custody for his actions. However, his psychosis overcomes him as then plans to murder criminals on a larger scale. So there you go. Again, Barnes taking over this episode.
I know.
At this point, Matt, what do you think they were going to take the character with Barnes and his new special ability?
I had no idea. I mean, first I thought he was going to find a way to stop it, but oh my God, this episode was full of it. I mean, with Barnes and Nygma seeing Miss Kringle again, I mean, geez.
Yep. With the glasses,
this episode was truly compelling.
Hair.
Yeah, that part was freaky. And then, like, oh my
God. And
then
gosh, also, remember, Oswald Cobblepot, you know, madly in love. With the Riddler.
No, this is so weird. Penguin in love with the Riddler.
I mean, you know, not that it's bad. You know, people want to love anybody, that's fine. But the reason why we say it's so weird is because it was never brought up in the comic books. And there's nothing wrong now, but it's just so weird because we would never think those two would, like, hook up.
No, that's just so odd to see, like, yeah. I really hope they don't do anything, if you know what I mean, on the show. I mean,
I don't think they'll go that far. I don't think they will.
Yeah. But, oh my God,
yeah,
by
I'm
the
sure,
way, Jesus,
you know, the
I showed
heartbroken
everyone, Jesus, I showed everyone at my day program today, Batman v Superman.
Nice.
They all
what'd
loved
they say?
It. They enjoyed it. They go, wow, that was a great movie. Janet, all my friends, they all enjoy it.
Great, great. All right.
Yeah,
so back
they
to
enjoyed
Gotham.
Batman v Superman.
Let's see, do you think this is the end of Jarvis Tetch? Do you think this is the last we'll see of him and the end of this Alice in Wonderland type of theme throughout Gotham?
That guy was so psychotic. I mean, he was like crazy nuts as the Mad Hatter. I mean, geez. Like that one scene when Barnes was interrogating him, I mean, whoa. The way he goes, I see my sister within you. Alice, are you in there? I mean,
and then he's like waving in front of his face.
Yeah, with the blood in there. I mean, this episode was totally had to be one of my favorites, especially after what happened this week.
Oh, yeah. As we're catching up, we're almost there to, you know, we have, what, two more episodes
I'm
to catch up
I
on Gotham. We have
DC
coming up next is the Executioner,
talk.
And then after that is Time Bomb. So we'll definitely get those two in before next week. Even though Gotham is not involved in the crossover, we still want to, you know, stay up to bait. Yeah, it sucks that they're not in the crossover. How bad do you feel that Gotham is not included in this, you know, CW crossover? I mean, it is owned by
That's
Warner
insane.
Brothers, but the network itself is Fox.
Yeah, I know. Why wouldn't they allow Gotham to cross over with Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, The Legends of Tomorrow? And don't get me wrong, Jesus, I still watch Legends of Tomorrow. Forgive me for not calling in to the podcast lately.
It's all right, man. That show is crazy.
I know. I'm enjoying it so far. I mean,
so
I geek out.
On.
Yeah. All right, back to Gotham.
All right, man. So give us your favorite scenes of Blood Rush from this week's Gotham show.
Well, I would have to say Barnes going on a rampage, I mean, was really tense. And then that final scene with
The voices.
With Gordon,
guilty.
Saying, kill
guilty.
Them all. Guilty. 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 But I
That's
do
scary.
Like what Gotham is doing with all the villains. And I think we saw more Poison Ivy in this one.
Yes, we did. We saw Selina Kyle and Poison Ivy bump into each other, if you remember. I think it was like at that nightclub or something like that.
Yeah, and what they are doing with Poison Ivy now.
Smoking.
She is, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, jeez, they're doing it the right way this time. It was
all right, man.
Let's
do a little lineup for you. All right, let's get all the girls from the DCU right now. Let's see. On Supergirl, let's put Alex in the lineup, okay? So from Supergirl, we have Alex. And then from Gotham, we're going to put Poison Ivy. From The Flash, we're going to put Iris. From Green Arrow, we're going to put Felicity.
No.
And from DC Legends of Tomorrow, we're going to put Sarah Lance. All right.
No, and also Caitlin on the
Who's
Flash.
First?
I'd say Caitlin is first.
Okay.
Felicity, Supergirl, Sarah, and trying to think who else. Caitlin.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Felicity
cool.
will always be my number one since Laurel is dead.
Yeah.
But overall, I choose Felicity. Yeah,
right.
He will
okay,
be
so my favorite scenes
one.
In this week's Blood Rush were the scenes where we're with Nygma and Isabella, as you just mentioned earlier, that she is a spinning image of Miss Kringle. And it was great to see Nygma happy again and in love.
Right.
And all
got
Google over her.
I know. It was so good. Like when in that one scene when he's about to choke her in the neck. From last week's episode and finally kisses her. I mean, that was a great scene for Nygma.
Right.
I mean, but what's going on now, oh my God, he's just like totally getting there on becoming the Riddler.
Exactly. And remember when also my favorite scene at the very end is when Gordon is outside with what's his name? The plastic surgery guy?
Yeah.
And then he goes, who did this? Who did this? And then he goes, Barnes.
Yes.
Like, oh,
that was a good
gosh.
Ending.
So now Gordon
I can't
knows
wait for when we talk about Executioner.
On the next episode, Gordon is very suspicious of Barnes, but we have to save that for the next one. But those two were definitely one of my favorite scenes.
It was good. Yeah, I mean, Gotham truly is a great series. I love the way how I can just simply go online and watch it after it airs in Gotham. Yeah,
because yeah,
I go
this
to
this episode.
It's really good.
Let's see, the ratings.
Really
it kind of went up from the previous episode. If you guys remember,
oh, wow.
Red Queen, that drew in 3.16 million viewers, and this week's for Blood Rush was 3.52. So it went up. That's a lot.
Wow. Even though I watched Supergirl first, Gotham is truly another one of my favorite shows on Monday night. Even though,
and you know what's funny? I watched Gotham first, and then I watched Supergirl.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
You know why? Because
Supergirl
they were
first.
The first ones to be on Monday, so I decided I'm going to stick with them. And plus, they were the first ones for this fall, too. They started, in September?
Yeah, Gotham was first, but still, Supergirl is still one of my favorites, and I still like to watch that first, but then I go ahead and go online and watch Gotham after that on my PS4.
Awesome. All right, Matt. Do you have anything else to add to Gotham before we wrap up this podcast?
Well, I know it's going to be taking a while to talk about that Batman Easter egg from this week's episode of Supergirl.
Oh, I know.
You gotta
hold your tongue.
God. This week, Gotham is truly
cool.
A great series. If anyone doesn't watch it, go ahead and watch it. But like as we always say, do not eat popcorn. Do not eat anything.
No.
With
the next episode, Executioner. Oh, my gosh.
And then this
remember
week,
that scene with the arm? Oh.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Yeah,
it's
do
like,
not
Gotham
eat.
Just goes brutal.
That's definitely a good public service announcement, Matt. Do not eat while you watch the show. Definitely.
Yeah, don't eat candy. Don't eat ice cream. Don't eat anything.
Yeah, don't eat a steak. Don't eat... Just don't.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
Don't even sit there on your couch
and
just get a fruit snack or something.
I want to thank you again for calling in. Really appreciate
it.
We like to thank you guys for downloading the podcast. Matt, we get a few hundred subscribers and they
even
download
though it's
all
you
the
me?
Podcast. So,
Even though that it's only you and me now?
We're still going strong. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's just our
show. Like at
least
I remember a couple
hearing your podcast before when you did Smallville Talk, and then I always listened to them on my old laptop years ago, and then finally I'm a part of a show where I could just call in and we talk about our favorite superheroes every single week. I mean, I didn't even think the day would come when I could finally be live. I mean, it is just so awesome.
Nice.
I tell my friends about
there
it,
you
too.
Go.
Yeah.
See how easy it is to just call into the live show, man? Tell people how easy it is.
Guys, it's easy and it's fun. We talk about our favorite superheroes, and happy Thanksgiving to you all Gotham fans out there.
All right. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you next time on Gotham Talk.
No, what's next?